This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. To the casual observer, it may seem as though humpback whales have suddenly appeared in numbers in our local waters. For weeks, there have only been two individuals within watching range. With us to talk about this is Dr. Juke Robbins, Director of Humpback Whale Research at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Dr. Robbins, there are plenty of whales out there for whale watchers at this time of year, but until recently, there were only two humpbacks?
Yes, only a few. And really, there are two factors that play into that. One is, I think many people know that humpback whales are seasonal migrants. In wintertime, they travel down to their breeding grounds, which for this area is the Caribbean. And that's where they mate and where they give birth. And they spend some time down there before they migrate back up here in the spring. And they do this in such a way that some are returning early and some are returning a little late. And June is really a time when we start to see the full force of the population back in our waters to feed. The other factor is that the range of these individuals, even in our waters, is pretty large, and they move back and forth to feed, and so they aren't necessarily always in the same place. In fact, they move around quite a lot. So as it happens, even throughout the spring, and especially in the month of June, they were aggregating elsewhere, somewhere offshore, and we honestly don't even know exactly where that was, but we are starting to see them come back into coastal waters where more people are able to see them.
One of the things about humpbacks is that they're one of the whale species that are more recognizable as individuals. Does that mean as you see these whales coming back, you're able to identify them specifically as whales that have returned year over year?
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think one of the amazing things about this species, out of all of the whale species, to the human eye, they're easily recognizable. For us as scientists, it's crucial to our research because basically as we go out on the water, we know every single whale. So from Nantucket all the way to Nova Scotia, across that range on our boat, we recognize the individuals that we see as we see them, and that helps us to determine exactly what data we're going to collect or what additional knowledge we need to gather right there while we're there.
About how many whales is that?
The Gulf of Maine population, subpopulation really, is basically about 1,000 whales. So in the Stellwagen Bank area, where there is quite a lot of whale watching, from one year to the next, it's really only about 200 individuals that use those waters. We actually cover the whole Gulf of Maine and try to cover as much of the true 1,000 that use these waters as we can.
And each of those 1,000 whales is identifiable individually, more or less?
That's right.
That's fascinating. Do you feel, as a whale researcher, that you start to develop almost a kind of a relationship with certain whales that you have been tracking for years?
Yes, definitely. So there are individuals that are out there now that were tapped, and we saw them when they had just returned back from the Caribbean with their mothers, and we followed them each year, time after time. We've seen how they're developed, their behavior develops. We've included them in different aspects of our research, and so in doing that, they themselves are teaching us things about humpback whales. Given that it's all individually based, it adds just a certain other kind of specialness to the work that we do.
About how long does a humpback whale live?
That's one good question, and it's a question that we are struggling to answer. We think it's on the order of a human lifespan.
Dr. Juke Robbins is Director of Humpback Whale Research at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. Dr. Robbins, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.